We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachas, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Beis. V'al kein im hofach ha-shofar v'toka boy lo yotzo. Based on what we've learned in the previous paragraph, we could understand why the Halacha tells us that if a person reverses the shofar and blows in it, not yotzo the mitzvah. Whether he turns the shofar inside out somehow, or bein shehirchiv, or he widens, you know, he blows from the wide side, anything like that is unacceptable. And in the Shulchan Aruch, they mention the different possibilities. Ki ikar hatshuva ketikunahu sheyase hatshuva ba'oisoi haguf bi'atzmoi uba'oisoi inyan atzmoi shechoto. Rav Nosson Zal here is making a very, very important statement about tshuva. That the ikar tshuva, the first choice of doing tshuva is when a person does it while he's still in the same body as when he did the sin, and he does it by being put in the exact same situation which he handled incorrectly previously, and he's put in the exact same situation, exact same circumstances, and this time he handles it right. Aval im yishapech gufoy, whereas if his body gets changed, gets turned around, v'yishtane and changes, bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tishapech kechoy chomer choysom v'yisivatzvu kemoy lavush shechas v'shom yehofchu v'yishanu gufoy, meaning if min hashamayim they change his body, he's given a different body, dahainu sheyomus v'yachzor v'yizgalgel, meaning, for example, the person dies and comes back to the world in a different body, v'yacharkach yoshuv v'yitzak al Hashem, and in this new body he does tshuva and he returns to Hashem. Ein zu tshuva haguna. This is not as good a tshuva as what we mentioned earlier, as when the person does it while they're still in the same body that committed the sins and everything. Ki tzorich lo shuv baguf hazeh daiko kemois shehu. Because the person has to do tshuva in the same body that did the sins, exactly that same body. Ve'yelech derech mokoim hatzar v'hadochuk. The person has to go through those same exact places that they went through before. Umishom yikra v'yoshuv el Hashem b'emes. And from being in that place, in that meitzar, to cry out to Hashem and to do a real tshuva, to correct what he did wrong previously. Oz yarchiv lo Hashem yisborach. If he does it that way, then Hashem will widen everything for him and will open the door wide for that person to come in. Vazai hu bechinas tkias shofar kehilchosoi. That corresponds to blowing the shofar properly. Hainu bechinas tshuva be'emes koroi kanal, real tshuva, like we said earlier. Meaning, where again, you're blowing the shofar from the narrow side. He's going back into that same narrow place that he was before, that tzimtzum, and he's blowing from there. He's crying out to Hashem from there. V'alkein, im nikev, tzorich shetia hastima b'mino idaiko. Now we could understand an additional halacha about shofar, that if the shofar gets a hole in it, if you want to correct it, you want to fill in that hole, you must fill it in from the exact same substance of shofar. You can't fill it in with something else, some different kind of substance. Ki ba'oisoi inyan shechoto yisakin. Because again, this is teaching us and emphasizing us that when you want to correct sins, when you want to do the best tshuva is the exact same item as before, the same body, the same scenario, the same situation, and this time it's done correctly. Kemoi Shom Razal, as our rabbis teach us, v'kanal, and as we mentioned earlier, u'kemoi sheshamati bebir heitev mipiv hakodosh dvorim halolu. And Rav Nosson Zal says, as I heard personally from Rabbeinu Zal, where he explained this very clearly, Rabbeinu Zal really clarified this point to Rav Nosson Zal, that when it comes to tshuva, there are different levels, and the real, real tshuva is when it's in that body, in that situation, in the, all of that done again, and this time to get it right. Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein yochid moitzies horabim yidei choivosam betkia shofar. Now, we'll also understand another important halacha about shofar, that usually every person doesn't blow their own shofar in a shul. You have one person who's being moitzi 10 or 1,000 or 10,000 people. Ki ho ikar tolui b'yochid shemis oirer v'tsoyek b'emes l'Hashem Yisborach. Because as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Torah Tess in Likut Emran, when one Jew wakes up and decides to do tshuva and really screams to Hashem, cries out to Hashem, that one person will not only help himself, he can help hundreds or thousands. Shaydeze oise pesach, when a yid does that, he opens a door, he opens an exit, sheyetzu boy acherim min achoshech shelahem, to help other yidden who are in the mud, in the darkness, they can go out of that same exit. When he creates that exit from the mud, from the darkness, not only does he walk out through there, but he can, other 10,000 yidden can go out through that exit. Kemoi sheshamati me Rabbein Azal al upesach hatevo betzido tosim. As I heard from Rabbein Azal when he explained that posuk in that Torah Likut Emran about creating an opening, a side exit, you know, a side entrance over there in the tevo. Ayin shom b'mokom achar al posuk ze. Look over there in Torah Tes and in Torah Kuf Yud Beis and Chelek Aleph and in other places in the Likut Emran where Rabbein Azal emphasizes this point, that when a Jew is chozer b'tshuva, and he's zoicha to cry out Hashem be'emes, and he creates that opening in the darkness, not only does he come out of there, but 5, 10, 100, 1,000 other people can exit through that same exit. Umeacha shehayochid mechavein lohoitzi acherim me'achoshek shalohem, and once that individual who's doing tshuva has kavana that he wants other people also to be able to get out of their darkness, azai kol mi sheroitze lotzeis, then what happens is any Jew who wants to get out of the choshech umechavein liboy lazeh and focuses on that and thinks about it, azai yochel lotzeis derech hapesach sheoso hayochid kanal, those other people will also be able to exit through that exit that that person created. This Rabbein Azal says over there in Likut Imran in a hazy way. Rabbi Nelson Zal is turning the lens and spelling it out crystal clear to make it perfectly clear. You see what happens by shofar? One person blows and one person does the action and 1,000 people are yoytze with him. The word that's used is yoytze. Yoytze means they're covered for the mitzvah. Rabbi Nelson Zal is saying that when one person opens a door, opens an exit, 1,000, 10,000 can be yoytze, can go out from the choshech with him. V'alkein tkias shofar toloi bekavonas halev. Now you'll understand why the Gemara is very specific, the halacha is very specific, that in order to get credit, in order for the blowing shofar blowing to be valid, you have to have intention to be doing the mitzvah. V'hatoikea kimisasek ulashoirer lo yotza. And if a person who's blowing a shofar without intention to do the mitzvah, he's just blowing it because he's nervous and he wants to do something with his lips. He doesn't have what to eat. There's no cigarettes around, so he can't smoke. He can't put a cigarette in his mouth. So he puts the shofar in his mouth and he starts blowing because he's one of those people who has to have something in his mouth. He gets no credit for the mitzvah. If he's misasek or l'shoirer, or there's a song playing and he wants to play along with the song and he doesn't have his trumpet, he doesn't have his guitar, so he picks up a shofar and he wants to shofar along with the song. He gets no credit for the mitzvah. Ki achar kavonas halev, hein hadvorim. Because as Rabbein Azal says over there, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to tshuva, it's what your intention is that counts most. It's your kavana. Ki tzorech lechavein liboy me'oid. The person has to really have his heart in it. He has to be thinking. He has to want. Ulahoitzi hakoil be'emes me'oimek halev. And give forth that tefillah, that koil, from the depth of his heart. That's what makes a tefillah effective. That's what makes shofar blowing effective. When you're mechavein, when you have kavana. And this is why the Gemara says also, "Kol mi she'enoy mechuyev bedavar, enoy moitzias horab miyedei choiva." Listen to this now. Any person who is not obligated to blow shofar for whatever reason, either he heard it before an hour ago, he heard the 100, he was yaitz already, or he's one of those people who has no obligation to blow shofar, a katan, cannot help anybody else with shofar blowing. Listen to what Rav Nosson Zal is going to derive from this now. Bozeh, in this halacha, merumas, is hinted another concept. Ki daika mishehu chayev ma'oid be'enei atzmoi. It's only a person who feels obligated. He feels like a chayev. He feels like he has a lot that he has to do tshuva for. Oishehu chayev. Number one, either he feels that way, even if it's not really true. He's a tzaddik. He's done a billion mitzvahs and no averis. But when he stands before Hashem, he says, Hashem, look at me. I'm covered from head to toe with junk. I haven't done a single good thing in my life. The true tzaddikim, that's their humbleness. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? V'nachnu mo. He said, I'm nothing. And when Hashem said to him, go to Paro, he said, me go to Paro? I don't have no mouth. I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know where to begin. Who am I? I'm a zero. So a tzaddik like that, a tzaddik who, despite the fact that he has billions of mitzvahs and zero averos, but his attitude about himself is that he's a chayev, that he's kuloi chayev, or oi shehu chayev be'emes. Or if we're talking about a person who really is a chayev, a person who bemes has done a lot of things wrong. Va'azai migoidel ha'choshech v'halachatz v'hadchak hamasavei v'yisem ikol atzodim. And because of the darkness and the pressure, everything that's surrounding him from all sides, he feels mamish that he's in mud and he's surrounded by darkness. Hu tzoyek be'emes la'Hashem yisborach. He goes ahead and really screams to Hashem and says, Hashem, help me, save me. Ze yochoy la'aseis pesach, these two types, they're the ones who can create that opening, sheyetsu boy gam acherim, through which others can also go out of. Now, as again, the Gemara says, if you're not chayev, you can't be moitzi anybody else. The Gemara is saying, if you don't feel like a chayev, or if you aren't mamish chayev, you're not one who can give that real scream to Hashem, which can blast open a door, which not only are you going to be able to go out of that door, but you could lead hundreds or thousands or millions of yidden out of that door. That person has the ability to open an entrance, you know, to which others can exit from. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds the cherry on top now. V'chein omra zal, and we know the Gemara makes a statement where the Gemara says, Ein memanin parnei salatzibur, ela mi shekupo shel shrotzim tolo me'achorev. We don't appoint a leader in Klal Yisrael unless he's got a closet full of skeletons in his background. The Gemara uses the word a bag of shrotzim, meaning, unless he has bad things that he's done, we don't appoint him. You know why? Because if he's Mr. Perfect, he can't help the people. In order to be able to help the people, you have to either be imperfect, you have to be a person who has imperfection, so you can relate to other people who are imperfect. You're not going to stand there like Mr. Perfect and spit on everybody and insult everybody, number one. Or, if you are Mr. Perfect, but you have the humbleness that you look at Hashem and you know, compared to Hashem's perfection, compared to Hashem's whiteness, I'm all black. I'm all dirty and filthy. I don't have one iota of brains. I don't have one iota of goodness. Hashem is called Toiv. Toiv Hashem HaKoel. If Hashem is Toiv, what does that make me? I'm billions of miles away from Toiv. I have to work for billions of years to get to the level of Toiv, to get to Hashem. And even with a billion years, I'll never get, you know. So either the person has things in his background, Chesroinos, or, like Rav Nosson Zal said, or he considers himself a Chayav, that's a person who can help Klal Yisrael. That's the person who can be Machzir people b'tshuva. V'alkein daika mishehu mechuyev b'dvar ha'tshuva, u'mutal alav oil shel tshuva, and that's why it's only a person who is mechuyev, who's obligated to do tshuva, and he feels that obligation to do tshuva, ze that person has the ability to be moitzi others, to help others fulfill their obligation of doing tshuva by he can create an opening for them to exit through by his crying out to Hashem. So now Rav Nosson Zal taught us one, again, a very incredibly critical ingredient in tefillah. That if you want your tefillah to be effective, if you want to be able to help yourself, number one, and especially if you want to be able to help others, if you feel that you don't have that chisor and that those other people help, you can't really help them. It's only if you acknowledge in your mind, you feel mamish that you're part of them, you're one with them, then you're in a position to help them get out of the problem. This reminds me of something I once learned years ago, and I've told it over in Shurim a number of times. I once saw in a Sefer that it asks the question, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from heaven, when Hashem told him, stop the Shurim up here, stop all the heavenly bliss up here. Moshe Rabbeinu was up there with Hashem. He went past the Malachim. He was learning Torah one-on-one with Hashem. It was mamish. What could be better? And then suddenly Hashem hit the stop button and said, the show's over. Your guys messed up downstairs. Lech Reid, go down. Ki shiches amcho, because your people have made a terrible mess. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down. He's carrying the luchos, the most important thing in creation. The Torah, mamish biksav Hashem. And what does he do? He takes it, he sees, and he smashes the luchos. And there's a billion different pshatim in why he did that. What was that all about? There's one of the Mefarshim writes, you want me to tell you why he did that? He saw the Yidden involved in Avodah Zorah. Now, what would any good religious Jew do if he sees 100 or 1,000 or 600,000 Jews involved in Avodah Zorah? He'd get on his bicycle and pedal as fast as he can the other way. He'd run away from them, right? Wrong. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He knew that there's a Gemara that says that a person who breaks a dish in anger, ke'ilu oyved avodah zarah, it's as if he worshipped idols. Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're all being oyved avodah zarah? Guess what? Me too. I'm with them. I'm not running away. I'm the captain of the ship. The last thing in the world I'm going to do is jump ship. The ship is going down. I'm right there. Hashem, you're going to wipe them out? I'm on the list. My name's Ryder. You're going to race Yidden? I'm right. You're going to race me too. And that's how he won. That, based on this Likutei Halachos, that once he did that, now he could go be Mispalel for 40 days. Why? Because again, he felt, Oyved Avodah Zorah, that's me. The Gemara says, I'm an Oyved Avodah Zorah. Now I can be Mispalel. Now I can scream to Hashem. And now I can create a Pesach for me and for everybody else to do tshuva. And he won. And he did it. He was Matzliach.